Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
His name is Joe.
Instead of fighting with these people, what I do is I throw stats at them. Let them go with it.
The Adventures of Joe.
But I've actually even got to the point now when somebody starts arguing with me, prove your facts. I go, now.
What do you say to that?
You didn't prove yours. Mine you can find at the CDC or on the FBI website. You need to do your own homework. Because when you spoon feed them, even when you do that, they tell you you're wrong, even though they have nothing to back it up with. Just like AOC. Nothing.
Hey, Joe.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity. I'm right here with the Joe Messina Show. It's a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved. Get engaged. As I love to say, do something more than nothing. A lot of you are doing a lot of nothing. So let's do something. You like that something. Many of you will complain about what's going on in your local city, town, whatever. I got a fix for you. Not that hard either. Engage. Simply engage. It's really that simple. Right? Find out who's running. Support them. Get behind them. Do something with them. I mean, it could be something as simple as putting stamps on a post, a postcard. Making phone calls. Anything like that. Just posting stories up in Facebook about them or for them. This is how you do it. There's no other way. You can pray, but you know we've all heard the term faith without works, right? So which is it? What are you doing? What are you willing to do? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563, and I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. I got so many crazy stories. I don't want to eat them all up because I want to save some. For Andrea Kay. Andrea Kay is going to join us in a little while, too. So I do very much appreciate it. You know, there's a movement afoot here in California. Because everybody's screaming about the gas. And I kind of like the fact that what they're doing is they're running around. They're running around the gas stations. And that's where they're getting people to sign up, re-register, or register, do what they have to do. And it's great. Perfect. And that's the way to do it. Hit people where it hurts. They're filling their car up and going, oh my gosh, should I stop it at 60, 80, or 100? It's that crazy. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. We really do appreciate the time that you are spending with us on the air in the chat room. Heard some really weird news earlier. The State Department is being sued by a watchdog after withholding John Kerry docs. They want to hold them. Ready for this one? They want to hold them till after the 2024 election. Now, why would they do that? How could they do that? Well, it must be national security, right? The State Department is being sued by the government watchdog group after a department said that they would not be able to fulfill a document request involving presidential climate envoy John Kelly's office, Kerry's office, until after the next presidential election. Think about that. That's an odd date. An odd time. Protect the Public Trust, a government watchdog, filed a transparency suit against the state, or State Department on Wednesday. Until, you know, the department told him, hey, we can't get these out until after Joey B's next election. That means something's wrong. Something is up. This is what they don't realize. When they don't willingly come forward with this stuff, or heck, do better, then you're going to have to wait 2 years. Almost three. It's a big deal. The director of the nonprofit, Michael Chamberlain, torched the Biden administration over the lack of transparency in a Wednesday statement to local news source. The Biden administration promised to be the most transparent ever. We heard that from Obama. Remember that? They were going to be the most transparent administration there was. They were going to put bills up on the White House website 72 hours before they were going to be voted on. We heard all this garbage. And it was all a lie, every bit of it. Matter of fact, even the news sources started turning on Obama saying, this is the most secretive administration they've had to deal with in modern history. What made you think that the dimwit that was his vice president was going to be any different? Anyway, they want all the, Chamberlain said, but when the State Department has asked for records about John Kerry's office, whose work touches on the energy prices, international relations, and many other issues, they refuse to commit anything. They refuse to give you anything until the next election. Now, according to the suit exclusively obtained by the local news source, the group initially filed the Freedom of Information Act request. Right, they wanted it back in October of 2021. I didn't know that. They wanted meeting requests, external, internal communications, any legal counsel communications from the Special Envoy for Climate Change. The request also asked for Jesse Young's official calendar, his schedules, travel logs, itineraries, government purchases, and so on. Now, Young was previously an advisor to Senator Chris Murphy of Connecticut. He was on a State Department team that engaged in negotiations for the 2015 Paris. Yeah, you listen to the latest negotiations with Iran? It's a joke. It's not a negotiation. It's a dictation. They're dictating to us what they want through Russia. And we're going to lay down and give it all to them again. So you've got Russia overseeing these negotiations between Iran and the rest of the world, including us. Right? Iran is going to pick up part of their enriched nuclear whatever. God bless. It's sick. Oh, I hear that. All right. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Are you looking for the cheapest prices on car insurance? Then call the Cheap Car Insurance Hotline right now. Hey, you're guaranteed to save money on your car insurance. Most car insurances can be canceled at any time. That means if you find a better deal, you can switch right away. We're not just one company. We offer most of the major brands of car insurance. We're like a discount supermarket for car insurance. And it doesn't matter if you have a good record or a bad driving record. Our agents are experts at finding you the right car insurance for your needs. Our average customer saves hundreds of dollars a year when they call us to switch. So why don't you make this 100% free call right now and see how much you can save on your car insurance. Paid for by AIS Insurance.
Call 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. That's 800-399-7087.
According to the World Gold Council, while demand for gold is surging, 72% of people reply they lack the necessary know-how to do so. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold dealer in the country. The reason? We lead with education. We've taught millions of investors how to buy gold safely and securely, and our in-depth gold guide explains everything you need to know. From what type of metals to consider, if an IRA or cash transaction is best, and how you can be certain that the gold you're buying is authentic, certified, and real. Call 800-900-8000 now and get our number one rated first-time gold buyer's kit. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the information you need to secure your future. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000 today.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Established that persons who have recently died have been returning to life and committing acts of murder.
You know this man.
Go ahead. Make my day.
We are back. Don't see Rose. Appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, truly being part of the conversation, right? I want you involved. I want you engaged. I want you paying attention. And give me some feedback. You do that at joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. God, there's just so much going on. And I want to get to it all, but I also don't want to tip my hand because I got some for Andrea that should make her nuts. Anyway, all right, let me hit some of these stories that we can have some fun with. We were talking about the State Department won't release any John Kerry's information till after the next presidential election. I don't know where they get that. I don't know why they believe they have the ability to do that. Really. Now, the department's proposed completion date conveniently allows it to hide information about the high-level political appointees working on the administration's highest priorities until, well, after the election. So they can't promote transparency if they're not willing to show us what they got. Am I wrong here? Just amazing. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, truly be part of the solution. So here's the whacked one I kind of talked about earlier. And that is Biden, the Biden administration is probably going to, it looks like it's going to happen. They're going to allow Russia to buy Iran's excess enriched uranium under the new nuclear deal. Let that sink in. Two countries that hate us are negotiating with each other to make a fair agreement with us, and we're going to give them enriched uranium under the new deal. Anybody home? I mean, seriously, think about that. The Biden administration is considering allowing Russia to buy Iran's excess enriched uranium. Why should they have any? Aren't they supposed to shoot for a minimal amount? So we're going to give it to Russia, or allow Russia to buy it from Iran. They're good buddies, by the way. And then that way there, Russia can take it and they can build more nukes to nail us with. I heard today they have an obscene amount. They have an obscene amount of bombs in their nuclear arsenal, about 6,000 to 7,000, I think I heard. Under the original Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action, back in 2015, Russia agreed to buy Iran's excess uranium so that the regime could not build nuclear weapons. So they're saying that we got out of that deal for a reason. We got out of that deal because they couldn't be trusted. Would it be a practical role for Russia to play the same role as it did in the JCPOA prior to the decision to withdraw from it? No, really, think about it. And they're going to be laid out the terms and conditions and agreeing to them on behalf of who? Is Russia negotiating on our behalf? And what they're asking for, what will allow them to do, is create a nuclear weapon out of this. Anyway, the State Department also fessed up to the issues of what was wrong. They're not going to do anything about it. Oh God, this is great. I love this stuff. No, I really do. It's so crazy you have to love it. Anyway, the article goes on to say, would it be a practical role for Russia to play the same role that it did in the JCPOA prior to the decision to withdraw from it? They're going to accept and to pay for the highly enriched uranium to get it out of Iran's hands. So Iran can't obtain a nuclear weapon. Yeah, sure. Okay, right. Whatever. Are we really going to allow Russia to do it? We need to be self-sufficient at this point. White House National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan also said this week that Russia's role in purchasing Iran's excess uranium was a key part of how we ensured that Iran's nuclear program was in the books. He went on to say, now we don't have to rely on any given country for a particular element of the deal, but that is a role of Russia will play. Now, I'm sorry. This is ridiculous. We're gonna go to a country that hates us. Two of them, actually. But Iran, who is ripped with us right now, we're going to go to them to take the excess, right? Because we don't want the country that we're negotiating with to have enough to make bombs to wipe us out. And if you don't think they're going to steal and keep enough to do that, then you're really, I don't know, you haven't switched your brain on yet. The terms of the new nuclear deal are close to being finished. Russia did throw a wrench in the negotiations, demanding that Russia's trade with Iran is unaffected by Western sanctions. Yeah, they're feeling the heat. The Iran nuclear deal would give Iran a real pathway to nuclear weapons and billions of dollars in sanctions. I mean, Russia is the lead negotiator. And frankly, why are they trying to resurrect a bad deal? Even, look at, this is how bad this deal is. Liz Cheney tweeted out that this was a bad deal. We needed to stop it. She would also say, I don't think Russia's at the table in a legitimate, honest way. I think that they're looking at ways to get around the sanctions. Senator Kirsten Gillibrand, a Democrat, said, I think we have to be very careful in not negotiating against ourselves, especially when Russia's involved. Makes sense to me. And here you have a lifelong hardcore Democrat jumping against Biden, pushing back against Biden. We haven't seen this yet, really. I can't even try to pronounce this name. Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov said this week in an interview with CNN, that Russia would use nuclear weapons in response to existential threat for our country. Unreal. This is why we should have been on the front end of this. Biden should let him know what the expectations are, what he's willing to do to protect us and other countries. Right? I mean, really. Head up to the website where you want to watch live, listen live, take the poll. You want to sign up for the weekly newsletters, news email blast, whatever you want to call it. If you want to sign up for text messaging, text alerts, if you would. 77222, 77222 is what you text. Go Joe. Go Joe. One word. Go Joe to 77222. Andrew Kay joins me after the break. Don't go far.
Hey travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
901-424-5218. 901-424-5218. That's 901-424-5218.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, silverlungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
Former President Donald Trump filed a lawsuit on Thursday alleging that Hillary Clinton and several other Democrats tried to rig the 2016 election by tying his campaign to Russia. The lawsuit covers a long list of grievances. The former president contends President Biden's victory in 2020 is steeped in widespread fraud. The U.S. says it will accept 100,000 refugees from Ukraine and other nations who've been displaced by Russia's war.
The report indicated that Ukrainians who already have family in the United States will receive priority for resettlement. The Biden administration is expected to use the Refugee Admissions Program to carry out the effort. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
And AAA reports gas prices are hovering around $4.23 per gallon in the U.S. This is USA Radio News.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You live here?
Yes.
Well, maybe you know what a zombie is.
When a person dies and is buried, it seems there's certain voodoo priests who have the power to bring him back to life.
Horrible.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own. You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders, not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
We are back. Joe with you, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-556. You know, I went looking for some of you who remember the old show from years gone by. I used to go with the Huffington Post. They actually had a section called Weird News. All right? They don't have it anymore. But they were some really whacked, some real far-out stuff that was out there. But what I did get, if you ever wanted to see the differences between how people think and work things down through, go over to the Huffington Post and then, you know, grab Fox News or The Hill, any one of those, and you see how differently they title these things to get you people to take a look or to tune in. And they're willing to go to great lengths not to tell the truth to get you there. Always enjoy this lady when she's on with me. Andrea Kay joins me. She does it every week. We kind of have some fun with some of the craziest stories. I mean, and I mean some of the craziest stories out there. Andrea Kay, what are we doing? What are you doing? What's up?
I'm just sitting here smiling and laughing already. You're like the new National Enquirer. I mean,
uh-oh.
Is that still out anymore, the National Enquirer? I mean, that's
just... Well, listen, I'm a little behind because I spent about 2.5 days trying to find a solid description of a woman, because our new Chief Justice, or soon to be our new Justice, couldn't tell us. But that's kind of hard to take, because they were specifically looking for a black woman. She doesn't know what a woman is. How she knows she qualified for the job?
Good question. although I think people have been scratching their head questioning whether or not she had any of the qualifications, especially the cranium, the brain power for this gig, right? But yeah. Listen, all she needed to do was ask one of you Italians.
Because
if there's any group of men or any group of dudes who can identify what a woman is, it'd be Italian, right?
There you go there. Yep, of course, yeah. And then we were called for asking her any questions, really. Right? They were calling out the Republicans and what have you, and how bad they were treating her. Somebody should have been playing the Kavanaugh hearings in the background while they were, you know, dealing with her, don't you think?
Oh, that, you know what? That's actually a brilliant idea. Occasionally, Joe Messina is brilliant, you listeners. Seriously, think about it. That if every time Dick Durbin or somebody or Cory Booker with his, like, tears started...
Oh.
Yeah. Christine Lazifar, or the way Kamala Harris and all the rest of them treated Kavanaugh. How about the creepy, unhinged, alleged actress Alyssa Milano sitting behind Kavanaugh? We could have played some of that.
Oh, yeah.
you know, because, I mean, that woman was like psycho against Kavanaugh. I mean, just play just a few minutes, right? Or just have it even playing in the background with no audio, just the video of it, oh, right? Yeah. That's a brilliant move.
No, no, and listen, that woman is scary. Alyssa Milano, I mean, seriously, I wouldn't even want to run into her anywhere if you're alone. She got those eyes that really scare the crud out of you.
Well, I mean, think about that. Here you are. You know, your life is being torn apart and ripped apart, even if you're, and that's just a Republican nominee. Then you got this dude to where they're falsely accusing him of gang rape and questioning him about high school and did you drink a beer in high school? You think he had an alcohol problem? And he's like, great answer. Do you know? Remember when that was too.
Yes.
What's your name? The woman who ate a salad with a comb? Amy.
Amy Klobuchar, right?
Klobuchar. But remember the public? It wasn't just Alyssa Milano sitting behind him day after day, doing everything she could to get the entire entertainment industry to join in the false accusations. And they went so far as to want Child Protective Services to remove his children from his home. The screaming and yelling, the disruptions were so bad that they finally just started ignoring them along the way. And to think that this woman... I mean, this is basically a redo of Barack Obama, right? I mean, yep. You know, they put him forth and you couldn't question anything about him or you were racist. And John McCain, you know, gave him a pass on that. And that worked with Obama. So now they're trotting it out with her. She wasn't nominated because of her black skin. Her black skin was the cover that they were going to use, a shield. She couldn't criticize her. So they could put forth the most unintelligent, inarticulate, brain-dead robot used as a Trojan horse, I know a lot of mixed metaphors, to push the far-left agenda.
Yeah, it is amazing to me what these people are doing. And right in your face, getting, look at Cory Booker. If I can find that in a minute, I'll play it. Oh, there it is. You know, here he is. Let's see if I can play this for you, if you can hear it. I thought this was wonderful when he did this. It was like, oh, my God, I can't believe you're actually saying these things to her. Let's see. Right there.
To go through. Five more of us. And then you can sit back and let us have all the debates. And I'm going to tell you, it's going to be a well-charted Senate floor because it's not going to stop. They're going to accuse you of this and that. Heck, in honor of your person who shares your birthday, you might be called a communist. But don't worry, my sister.
Don't worry, my sister. Hold on.
Don't worry. God has got you.
God got you.
And how do I know that? Because you're here.
God. I mean, he used the word God in the Senate chambers. I'm surprised that lightning didn't come through the ceiling. And then he called her his sister. Come on.
Speaking of Hollywood, the entertainment industry, can somebody nominate this man for a Razzie Award, please? I mean, I haven't seen that level of bad acting, you know, since the last time, you know, I don't even watch TV anymore. Somebody give me a bad acting reference, right? Mariah Carey in the movie Glitter, okay? That's the last time I saw this level of bad acting. It's absolutely ridiculous. You know what, Joe? I can admit that there's been moments in my life where I've embarrassed myself, but that's got to be one of the top three moments that Cory Booker has humiliated himself in the public, right? Because that's humiliating.
He can't, I mean, I know he can't stop himself. It's hilarious. All right. Now, you go to the gym and work out from time to time, right? Have you been out to the gym every once in a while?
Every once in a while I get an idea. I get that New Year's revolution. I'm going to go work out, and I may go to a gym maybe once a year.
I give it some serious thought about every 3 or 4 years, but only thought. I really don't act on it. Mm-hmm. So apparently there was an MSNBC opinion piece that came out, and it ridiculed people who work out at home because they're considered fascist, what do they call this thing? Fascist fitness. And they likened it under the Nazi party. Now, the column was titled, Pandemic Fitness Trends Have Gone Extreme. Literally, they focus primarily on the assertion that far-right white supremacist groups are using online workout chats to find to and encourage extremist beliefs. But they go further with it. okay? They take it down to the Nazi level. They say physical fitness has always been central to the far right in Mein Kampf. Hitler fixated on boxing and jiu-jitsu, believing that they could help him create an army of millions whose aggressive spirit and impeccably trained bodies combined with his love of the fatherland. I mean, I couldn't make, if I took two hits off a crack pipe, I couldn't come up with a story.
I'm flabbergasted. You've left me. I'm verklempt, right? This is the level of insanity. It never ceases to amaze me the areas that the left will go to deem something racist or fascist or evil, right? I mean, when a peanut butter and jelly sandwich can be considered racist,
that's right.
They're going to somehow be able to figure out a way in which somebody who's working out at home is a Nazi, right?
Yeah.
And, you know, and it has to do with COVID because we dared to point out the fact that COVID was killing the primarily elderly and those with comorbidities. And what was the number one comorbidity? It was diet and exercise related. It was obesity. So they have to try to make those that care about taking care of themselves and building natural immunity through healthy lifestyle and fitness, we now have to be the evil ones. And let's make Lizzo and her big girls the poster gal for health.
Oh, I know. They did a whole thing on fat shaming. You couldn't do that anymore. Anything at all. You can't even look at your daughter and say, honey, man, you've gained a lot of weight. I mean, maybe we go to the gym together or that's unhealthy. And then all of a sudden you're the bad guy.
Right. I mean, it's funny you should bring up this article because today I was scratching my head with this woman that they featured on some liberal site who had gained 70 pounds during COVID, going back to work with that extra COVID 70 pounds. And it's like they were heralding her as some kind of hero, right? So this is, I mean, and every additional 10 pounds that a woman carries increases her chance of heart disease by an incremental 10%. This is about they want us sick and unhealthy. They want to make those of us that are taking care of our bodies.
You're exactly right. All right. Got to go for a quick break. Be back in a minute. Don't go far. A lot of good stuff coming up on the other side of the break. Be right back.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click follow, share, give, and pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Austin Powers always defeats me because he has Joe.
Joe?
Joe. The life force, the essence, the right stuff. What the French call a certain... I don't know what.
We're back at it. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. Like I keep telling you guys, you know, head up to MyPillow.com, MyPillow.com, where Mike Lindell has done so much for the conservative movement, if you will, conservative commentators. He's got people working in this country. He's got plants in this country. He doesn't have to wait for a shipment from China to be brought in, right? Your stuff is going to come from America with American workers. Can we put our money where our mouth is? Can you actually engage? For those of you who won't get off the couch, this is simple. You could actually do it on your little laptop or tablet. I say laptop, just how old I am. Anyway, use promo code Joe on the way out. You'll save some money, 50 to 60% on your purchases. You'll get some great product made in this country. I make a few bucks, and let me tell you, everybody's happy at that point in time. Andrea Kay joins me, as she does every week. I always love when she's on with me. I have a lot of fun with some of the stories I get to throw at her and have just have her shake her head. I can see her on the other end of the phone just going, oh, no, we're not doing it.
It's become the highlight of my week. It's one of the few laughs that I get when I get to come on with Mr. Real Joe, 855, whatever it is, Real Joe, right?
Yeah, the Radio National Enquirer guy. Anyway, you know, it's just all this stuff going on. So
I'm just waiting for you to tell me that some Democrat is part wolf, raised by wolves, and part mermaid somewhere. I don't know.
Oh no. I got some really good stuff for you going on here. We'll have some fun with this. Do you remember that woman that made up that whole 1619 history, Nicole Hannah Jones?
Yeah.
Okay. She actually looks like Bozo the Clown with that red hair of hers. I know it's not natural, but why would anybody do that to themselves? Anyway, she now claims, you ready for this? That tipping is a holdover from slavery. I'm serious. She says the tipping is a legacy of slavery, and it's not optional, that it shouldn't be a tip. It's simply included in the bill. Have you ever stopped to think why we tip? Like, why tipping is a practice in the U.S. and nowhere else? just amazing to me.
I'm sorry, but did the slaves, were they, when they came and served dinner, were they given some money?
I guess so.
I'm not aware that any slave was ever given some coinage when they performed any kind of service, right?
Right.
This is literally insane. Of course, they're resting upon the fact that the average American didn't know anything about history. By the way, I wouldn't have been able to put myself through college at LSU without working for tips, right?
Right.
And, you know, I'm a former server that will tell you it is a far better system to be working for tips, which motivates you to give the best service possible so you can make the most money possible, right?
Yep.
Working for tips is the best system out there. It's merit-based, right?
Oh, yes. I said this week. I said, look at when the waiter or we have to call them servers now, I guess. So when the server comes to your table, right, if they're there and they're on top of it and they're taking care of business and your food's nice and warm when it comes, they get a really good tip. But if you don't see your server but twice the whole time you're eating, they're getting a couple of pennies from me. You know what I'm saying? I mean, you're right. It's merit-based and they can't stand merit-based. Oh, my God. What are you swearing on the show for?
Right. And let me tell you. So, you know, what do you think if servers are paid, you know, an hourly rate? You think they're going to hustle? Let me tell you. No, they're going to hustle. Why would you hustle? Because let me tell you, when I was a waitress, especially on 3-for-1 night, because, yeah, in Louisiana, we do three cocktails for the price of one on Monday. That's hauling a lot of drinks on a tray. And we would have to wrap our wrists in bandages to make it strong enough to support the dry. Kid you not. And we hustled because we could make a boatload of money. And the idea then to remove tipping is to turn everybody almost into like union labor, right? Everybody gets paid the same.
Oh,
no,
yeah.
Advised to work hard. It's communism, and under the guise of like everything else, trying to say that it's somehow racist, that merit based is racist, and it's not.
No, but that's a great point though. Trying to get everybody equal, you know, across the board, as they want to put it. So that's a great good point. Okay, but she didn't go away that easy. Okay, she's like a bad rash. She just keeps coming back. All right. She also claims that Europe is not a continent, and that the Ukraine and Russia fight right now is like a racial dog whistle. It's all about white supremacy. seriously. She said Europe is not a continent by definition, but a geopolitical fiction to separate it from Asia. So the alarm about European or civilized or first world nations being invaded is a dog whistle. We only care because they're white.
Yeah, they've been trotting that out now for a few weeks. I think Joy Reid started. Joy Reid was the one to say, if these people weren't white, if these people were black, nobody cares about what's going on in Africa. I'm sorry, how much money and time and treasure has this country spent trying to help people on the African continent?
Oh, yeah.
Come on. You know, Mogadishu, didn't we lose some people over in Mogadishu? Okay. On the shores of Tripoli, our Marines were over there. But this woman's never been accused of being correct historically, right? And to think about, you know, trying to, and there's never been a time where I saw any human beings in any continent in this world suffering like Ukrainian people are right now, where I ever made some kind of crack to demean their suffering. And the hatred against white people of any nationality is absolutely despicable in this country today.
Oh, it is everything for these people to start off. First of all, that 1619, you know, history has been debunked by black and white scholars and just people have ridiculed it. She's a journalist, for God's sakes, a commentator for that matter. She has no business place. So she's all wrong about that. Why she keeps... Well, we know why, but why she keeps getting this kind of attention? Why she keeps, you know, Europe is not a continent. Right then and there, people on her side should have gone, shh, stop. You're making it hard for us to protect you.
Yeah, Bumzo the Clown, hush it over there. Right?
Yes.
It's her. It should be outlawed because there is racism against white people right now. Who was that in Boston? The other day, was that the mayor of Boston who said,
the Asian woman, yep.
Oh, with problems that are disruptive and white. Oh, ha, 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 ha. Like, trying to make some crack that she was talking about snow. CRT and 1619 Project and all of this is part of a war that are going on against white people right now. And, you know, and we get this Ketanji, you know, Brown Jackson on there. And then if they're able to somehow pack the courts going forward with more, it's going to get really ugly out there.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no, it really is. And she wouldn't even answer that question, is what she thought about court packing. You couldn't even say yay or nay to it. It's just amazing. Okay. So a Wisconsin school district says the parents are not entitled to know their child's sexuality. They have to earn it. It's nothing more than heterosexual privilege. The district is pushing for all children to be gender nonconforming, and that children should be allowed to decide what it is when they're ready to decide. Parents have no right to know, even if a teacher knows what the child is saying that he or she is or it is, whatever. And it's nothing more than white heterosexual privilege when you want to know what sexual orientation your child is. This is what these educators are pushing.
Well, really what they're pushing is pedophilia, because there is no teacher that should have any knowledge of any child's sexuality. There should be no teacher having any conversation with a child about any sexual feelings that they're having. That's perverted. It's pedophilia. And the Democrats are the party of pedophilia, okay? They're the party that put up this woman up there who apologized to a child predator, right?
Yeah.
You look at these libraries across the country in these schools, the pornography that's being pushed, showing images of little boys performing oral sex on grown men. That's what's going on in this country. The Democrats are absolutely demonic. They're evil. We have a war going on for the soul of the children in this country. And if you're a teacher and you're listening to me and you have any inclination to have a conversation with a child about their sexuality, you need to get away from teaching. You're a criminal and you need to be locked up and you make me sick.
Well, I agree. You're right on. There's no reason. Look, we in California, where you and I are at, we are 47th. We've gone from being the top five to 47th in the nation when it comes to education for our K-12 schools. And most people know I'm on a school board. Most of what comes at me has to do with equity, sexual orientation, all these things that have nothing to do with math, science, history, and reading. Nothing. It's almost like our legislators spend 24/7 trying to top each other on the crazy stuff.
Yeah. Schools are supposed to be. I mean, there was homosexuality when I was in school. This was not new, and we all knew what it was. Nobody sat around talking about sex, and it was never brought up in a class. Even when we had a class that had to do with sex education, because that was really about reproduction. That's back when a woman was a woman, right?
Right.
That's when women were defined according to science, right? Because male and female is really about reproduction, right?
Yep.
That's how our bodies were designed. So That's all that was discussed in school in regards to sex. The rest of the time it was math, English, a little you know,
we're up against it, lady. AndreaKShow.com. AndreaKShow.com. You people need to check it out. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Be back tomorrow.